oh wait, he might be left-handed?
I was hurt at first.
Do tell.
I was hurt at first. I was thinking I could raise him to be a hitter because it's easier to teach him to hit than pitch. And then I realized, I was like, I laid down, I was sitting on it, I'm like, wait, he doesn't have to throw hard anymore. Welcome back to Now We're Dads.
NWD.
Okay, so the topic of today is we're going to start off with what's going on in your current life with your daughter and what you have plans on. So let the crowd and let the audience know what this is about, honestly. Sure.
All right, so obviously the name of the show is Now We're Dads, and we have responsibilities and decisions that we have to make as parents. So my daughter is about to turn 2 at the end of this month here. I don't know when this episode's going to get dropped, but at end of February, my daughter will be 2 years old, and we have been... We're in a position now where we can start trying to jumpstart my daughter's education. And so we are enrolling her into an early education program.
Okay.
Yeah, at some Lutheran church. There's not a lot of places that allow, like, actually take in 2-year-olds not just like a daycare, it's an actual school.
Education. It's actually teaching.
Yeah, there are teachers there, and this program is amazing. So... to start her off, what we wanted to do is to try to get her ahead on, you know, speech, motor skills, and just anything that we can to try to get her set up for, like, when she actually does start real school, And so we found this program, and we were able to tour the facility, They let us come in, and we saw that they have, like, it's like 7 students and, like, 2 teachers and a staff member in the classroom. So it's, like, almost a 2-to-1 ratio.
That's great.
Yeah.
Even means, that's better than daycares.
Yes.
That's amazing.
It's phenomenal. Right. So there, and we were able to come into the class and see, and there's a good mixture of, like, different types of kids who are, like, a little more quiet, a little reserved, kids who are a little loud or rambunctious, but because of how hands-on these teachers are allowed to be, because there's a good ratio.
Yeah, no, yeah.
They're able to keep kids focused, and you can, and I've been talking to some of the parents that were there, and you can tell that like close interaction is what's propelling a lot of their kids to be ahead on reading and writing and math skills by the time they're finished with the program, because they're learning from, like, kids directly. You know, one thing that I've noticed that my daughter has an issue with is that she's not being raised around other children. You know, I'm fortunate that we don't really have an issue with having babysitters for her, like, in terms of work schedules between me, my daughter's mom, her mom, and my mom.
There's no problem.
My daughter's well taken care of.
There's always cover.
But she's not really around other children. And so she's being used to being around adults, right? And that's what we just want to get her around, is other kids her age. So, yeah, I try to plan, like, play dates with, like, us and stuff and Jubera's kids. But, like, that's only for a short amount of time. And that little constant time of being with other children, I think, is really what's going to help propel her into being much more advanced further along. You know, hopefully when she starts school. Right. That's, like, my thought process, at least.
Well, yeah, and you saw when Stephen was here, and she was here, that they had that, they were interacting. It was kind of cool.
Ways that I've never seen her act before, like with me or my mom and stuff.
Yeah, she wanted you more. Yeah, that was the crazy
She was
part.
A lot more, like, attentive to me, realizing she was talking, she was, like, playing with little Stephen.
She walked up to me.
She walked up to you.
She said, oh, wait.
You're not my,
yeah.
It was, so, like, I think forcing her out of her comfort zones.
It's good.
Into, like, a nice constructive environment is what our goal is. But this place was, like, wow. Heads and shoulders above, like you can imagine. Like, it was so well professional. They have like sound time where they take the kids up. They'll, like, leave the classroom in the middle of, like, the class. They'll go to, like, a place where, like, the little stained glasses, and they'll do, like choir time, basically. Keep the kids moving, singing, just trying to, you know, things that, like, help them focus a bit more so that when they do get back to the classroom, they're locked in.
Yeah, they have their energy a little bit out. Yeah.
And this program takes kids all the way up, I think, until kindergarten. I think they do kindergarten, and then after kindergarten, they're done.
What is this considered, though? Like, is this just an early education?
That's the name of it.
Okay, I was like, but there's no graduating to, like, let's say she turns 4. Obviously, she's still too young for kindergarten and preschool. Yeah. Oh,
no,
3.
No. They I think they do kindergarten there. Like, they will handle kindergarten.
Okay.
And then they don't do anything in first grade and beyond. So then after, mm-hmm. once they have to start first grade, then you'll send them to
what age did they say is kindergarten though? Because like some people can go in early.
Four or five. I forget exactly, but
So they do preschool and kindergarten.
They do preschool and kindergarten.
Okay.
Yes, but also the one that we're starting in is actually preschool because preschool's at like 3. She's going to be starting at 2.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Very, very early. And like I said, there's not a lot of programs that do that, but like. We just, it's not about watching. We have the time. We can easily sit there and watch with her and play with her. But like,
I get where you're coming from.
And we try to work with her, but like, I think getting her in front of like professionals.
Wow.
And other students, other kids. And like I said, hearing the testimonials of some of the other moms there, like we met someone there who had 3 boys, who all 3 of them went through this program, right? Their 3rd and last one is like about to finish up. So, and they said that their kids like, didn't talk much until they started this program, and within a month they were like yep. You know, like it just
that's huge. Start,
just jumpstart something.
Well, right? Yeah, being around other kids because if you're around grown-ups, you don't know what you're actually learning. You just see them.
Yeah.
So like maybe being in an environment where there's a whole bunch of her age and seeing them like, oh wait, okay, oh that's what that is, oh that's well, oh okay, and like putting it together.
Right.
Might kickstart into a whole different
and
thing.
Just and even just outside of that, I'm also just thinking even much more future because, like, you know, as anyone who has kids now can tell you that, like, you start planning the entire life. And, like, obviously you know it'll never go the way you plan it.
Yeah.
She's going to end up making her own decisions in life and start branching out to different paths. And that's okay. That's her own life. She's allowed to do whatever she wants, you know. That's why I work so hard is for her to be able to choose what she wants. But I want to give her the tools now.
Yeah.
And so what I'm thinking, I have a nephew who's, like, graduating from St. Ignatius.
Oh, that's amazing.
Amazing.
That's impressive.
Yeah. He's a golden child. You know what I mean? Always been well above and beyond of like what you expect a kid his age to be, and he's graduating early. He skipped a grade, right? And so
freakish.
Yeah, and so to get into a school like that's very difficult. He earned his way into that school, right?
Whoa.
But not only to graduate, you graduate with good grades and stuff. Going to schools like that are going to propel you to other places, right? And that's why kids with like private education tend to have a better start to life and can continue on.
Well, I had a private education in middle school.
Did you?
Yep. I went to Catholic schools.
Did you? You didn't continue it afterwards?
No. Right? But think about it. Before I went to Catholic school, I was a really, really rough kid. Couldn't read. I was in second grade. Couldn't read.
Wow. Okay.
Well, not a lick. And
struggled. Okay. Didn't know that.
Well, they didn't know. The public schools that I was going to didn't know I was dyslexic. So, like, I would tell the teacher, "Hey, I can't read that. It doesn't."
What would they say?
Like, well, I would write. I'll write what I see,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, "That's what are you writing?" Like they couldn't.
Yeah, they think you're like confused.
Like they're like, "Your handwriting's that bad?" It's like, no, it's pretty spot on what I see. Because legitimately, when I get nervous, legitimately, it's like mumble jumble. Like it's real rough. Okay. So I went to Catholic schools due to getting in trouble, and ended up going to a Catholic school because of it. And I wrote my name one time. I went to the wrong class. Went to the special ed class. Followed my best friend Jesse at that time to the class. Teacher, I wrote my name down one time.
Okay.
Immediately, she's like, "I think he's dyslexic."
Mm.
Immediately, not
the Catholic school.
Yes.
Wow. So they're just like different caliber of teachers.
Yeah. Right? They're better and there's less.
We don't want to say better, but like
they're less kids.
They have more time to be attentive and
There's less kids too. Like there's it helps.
Okay.
So I wrote my name one time though.
They can give each kid more attention.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's crazy though that I wrote my name one time. Right. One time. It's not like I wrote 100 things. She said, "Hey," I was like, she went to kick me out the class. She was like, "Hey, this isn't your class." I said, "I only have one friend. Can I please stay?" She's like, "Okay." She's like, "This
so
one."
Sad.
She said, "That's fine. This one," because it was my first day.
Okay.
And she was like, "That's fine, but this one day." And she's like, "Okay, everybody, write your name." I wrote my name at the top of the paper, and my E's were laying down. So she goes, "Hey," I was like, "My name's Steven." She's like, "Okay, rewrite your name one more time." I wrote it exact same way, laying down. She's like, "Okay." And then she put me through a little test that she's allowed. And then through that little test, she called my mom. She goes, "Hey, I'm letting you know, I think your son's dyslexic." And she's like, "Oh, how do you know?" She's like, "This."
And no one's ever told her that before.
No. So she's wow. she's like, hey, can I test them? She goes, yeah. Did more further testing, and it was no doubt. And once she figured out I was dyslexic, I was allowed to go. So, like, we had extra curriculum, like art and all that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I was allowed to leave art and go to her class and learn, use these bricks that spell words. And from that, I went from reading, not reading at all,
mm-hmm.
to reading a little bit, to reading with my class, grade class, to all the way to eighth grade, being say how I'm at grade level, and then getting to high school and back to clean public school, and I was reading above most kids.
Mm.
So it was like it was a real cool moment. Not knowing. Honestly, always thought yeah. I was just.
So there's definitely a huge benefit to like these kinds of schools.
Yes. I'm an example. Like, legit second grade. That means I went through kindergarten, second grade the second time.
Oh, so you got held back.
Yeah, I got pushed back to first and then went back to second.
Okay.
And second time, they still couldn't catch it. They couldn't figure out that I was dyslexic.
Mm, until you got to this private school.
Yep, and one day. Wrote my name one time.
Yeah, okay, you're convinced. Yeah, I'm really convinced there, yeah. But now it's even further proof that.
Yeah, like, it
you know, and it's like,
works for you.
And it, you know, obviously, like, not everyone's going to be able to put their kids to, like, private education, mm-hmm. but, like, luckily I'm in a position now where I'm able to start her in some of these early ones. And what I was saying before about how my nephew is graduating from St. Ignatius.
Yes.
And we would know, and, like, locally in our area, that's a very prestigious school. I mean, our own Jubera graduated from Ignatius.
Yeah, and that's a legit top of the line. Like,
yeah.
I would say you'd be pushed to find a better school in the Cleveland area.
Yeah. So he's graduating, and obviously he's looking for colleges. He's going over his options, and like when I say he's got options.
Oh yeah,
options anywhere across the country, and I've seen every school, but a lot of schools.
I guarantee you almost every school would.
Yeah,
if he applied, he would.
I mean, like, there are certain accepts, of course, but
he'll
like,
probably still accept.
But there's a chance.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, that's like, the crazier part. Yeah.
But even better than that is a lot of like Jesuit colleges, because St. Ignatius
is a Catholic school.
Yeah. I don't know the exact. Yeah, whatever.
They're Catholic.
They're Catholics.
Yeah,
okay. It's a Catholic school. So any Jesuit college.
It's yeah.
Not only accept him, full rides.
Yeah, that means like Notre Dame, I would assume.
Potentially,
a lot of times.
Yeah, they're so depending on like his grades and like different things, but like he's already got a couple colleges that not only accepted him but offered him full scholarships.
That's crazy.
And like to like not just like whatever schools, like good quality schools. And yeah, they're not all Ivy Leagues, but like. You don't need to be, like, you could, yeah, to get...
You just need connections.
You need connect. And so that's what, like, these programs are for. It's not only is it the education, which is a big thing.
No,
it's
you're just, building connections. You have, building a network.
You have this attached to your name, and it can get you started into another program.
Almost instantaneously.
Instantaneously. Just because, like, oh, you went to St. Oh, that's one of our high schools we deal with. Yep, you're one of us. Yep. You roll with us now.
And it opens, like I said, networking where it's simple.
That kid's gonna, like, I was telling
he's him. He's on an upward trajectory.
I was telling him, man, I was like, bro, you're gonna do things that, like, even I've never even imagined. He's always told me how much he's looked up to me from, like, what I've been able to accomplish in my life. But, like, I'm like, bro, by the time you're my age, you're showing me things.
Yeah, I'm looking up to you.
Yeah, you're gonna be the man one day. Watch, bro, watch. Trust, man.
That'd be cool.
But now seeing that I'm just planning ahead where hopefully, like, putting her in these programs now not only will jumpstart her education, get her started on, some of the skills that she's going to need when she goes into school, but even further, you never know if, like, there's any, like, elementary or middle school programs that, like, might be tough to get into, but because we started in some of these programs, it might give us a little leg up, like, oh, she comes from...
Oh,
from that center? Oh, yeah, no, we take those kids.
Yep.
Those kids roll with us.
Yeah, those
They're
are
one of us.
Instant. She made it through that whole program.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you.
They roll with us now.
Come with us.
They're one of us now.
Yeah.
So that's like my whole goal, and hopefully that'll keep carrying out until like middle school, high school, and eventually into college. Because like I'm putting away money now for her like college. Hopefully that like I'll have enough, but by the time that she's graduating that or going to college, that I can just cover it. Like that's like the dream. You
know? That would be dope.
But like I'm also still paying for this education now too. But
I luckily got a grant when I was because being an inner city kid.
Oh, for the middle school?
Yeah,
the Catholics would get a grant for that.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm hoping to apply to as well because like she's Spanish and
I'm Spanish and like I said, I was inner city, but that's how I was. So you get it and. Obviously, I didn't come from the richest family, mm-hmm. so when you a lot of that stuff combines and they paid a good portion, not everything. I wasn't a great student.
Of course.
Far from that.
Yeah, you couldn't read.
Couldn't read, and when I did learn how to read, I still prefer not to read.
This kid writes his E's upside down.
Yeah. Oh, dude, they're all laid out. Every E had a bet.
You got two E's in your name.
Oh, that's what makes this so funny. It's S's and E's that mess me up. So my name is just all sleepy, and then my T's like, standing tall, yeah. Bro.
It's just a TN, right?
Yeah, T and N.
They're like, mad specific reference there.
They're just TN. Oh, that's awesome. But that's not what it is. That's all that stands. And all that stands up correctly. All my S's and E's lay down.
That's funny.
My name is Steven.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. So that's legit the deficit I had. It's like out of all the names you could be named and all the letters you could struggle with,
right.
I have three of the letters I struggle with. And my name's only five letters long. So it was a struggle. And it, yeah. Even if you shorten it, think about it. Like I go by Steve now most of the time. Now I don't even get
still
the N.
Still
it's just the T standing up tall.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. The V?
The V is... No, V I struggle with too a little bit. It's a little crack on. But it's not as bad as the E's. My E's are legit. Look like if I panic and I write my E real quick, it literally looks like... So normal E is like this at the lock of my wrist to make sure. Mm-hmm. I see E's like that. It's rough.
You guys may not have seen it.
But it's rough. It's legit.
Not the same direction.
Wait, let me... E, and then E. When I write it, it's always laying down. It's almost like a cursive E, but just not. It's not cursive.
Like, my E's look like a little bit cursive because like I make the whole. Anyways.
Well, you're just fancy. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's all it is.
But that early education sounds like a sweet thing to do.
But yeah, we finished paying the deposit. We're going to be paying, but, like, that's the price.
Yeah.
Yeah, the price gets you, man. I mean, like, it's not unbelievable, but, like...
It made you cough. And you, oh, whoa. Really?
Yeah, man. It's going to be about...
upwards of...
For the whole year, probably a little over...
Okay, upwards of... That's not... Oh, I guess it's only... Think about it. It's only about 6 months. But so, that is pretty steep, but it's not so bad.
September to, like, May.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. It's, like, six... Okay, it's, like, 6-7 months, right? Are they off or two?
It's, like, 8-9 months.
Well, when you count Christmas break and all that.
Ah, fair enough. Yeah, like, 8 months or something like that.
Yeah, that's... Whoo!
So...
But it is a...
I think, regardless of it, it's just gonna... I think it's gonna be worth it.
I'm in a perfect example of a kid that could have been absolutely nothing.
So, yeah. So, forget the money. It doesn't matter as much. Mm-hmm. As long as she's well taken care of. And I'm hoping that, like, 5 or 10 or 20 years down the line, we can see some of the results because of this decision. And
then that investment pays back when she gets out of college.
Yeah, when she's rich and then she sponsors my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like,
you guys know. You just start planning so your kids can take care of you.
Oh, man. I got many shots at it. No.
Yes. You got 5 shots.
I got 5 shots.
Five shots. I only got one right now, so if I don't have another, I got to make sure she's
on. Dude, you got one in the chamber. You better hit.
All my money on black. All my money on black.
Here it is.
All of it.
But she's going to be great. She has great parents and great families to be in, so if I was you, I'm not stressing much.
Yeah, I'm not too stressed.
But on a different topic... I had to take little Steven to the hospital.
Yeah, you told me a bit about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so walk me through it.
Set the scene up. I've been working. I got back. I started back up at work doing what I normally do.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get to see it myself, but I seen it when I came home.
Okay.
So it was one day first. I woke up normal, and I get a text from the old lady. My future wife.
It's like a running gag here.
Dude, I keep saying it.
He calls you old.
Every time. But I get a text from her saying, like, hey, he's not using his right arm. Did something happen? I'm like, nah. I was like, nothing I could think of. He was just sleeping, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Normal stuff.
Yeah.
So, but when I'm saying he's not using the right hand, I'm thinking hand. Like, I don't know, because she didn't specify, like, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, maybe he just has, like, a cramp or something that I'll check him when I come home.
She just said that he's not using it.
He's not using his right hand. I was like, all right, I'll check it when I get home.
Okay.
So I work my work day. I come home, which has been, like, 10 hours, 11, 12 hours. So I come home, and I'm like, hey. So I'm looking at him, and I'm like, man, he's really not using that thing. And he's just dangling it.
Is he what?
Yeah, that's what, so I'm like,
it's just
like he's like running and dangling it, but he's not affected. He's not crying. He's not in pain.
Not
he's
crying
just,
at all.
Not at all. Not being fussy. I could touch it. So he's what's not your crying. First thought, then? At first, I'm like, okay, I hate to say this. My first thought is, okay, what happened where he could have got his arm hurt? And I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, did someone grab him? Because I have kiddos that play rough with them.
But yeah, of course. There's other kids there.
I don't think, I'm going to flat out tell you guys right now, I don't think they would go out their way to hurt him. I think it would, if they did hurt him, it was an accident. So
for sure.
I was just thinking maybe
you got
someone.
Good kids, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe someone tugged on him. They're pretty maybe well he behaved. Was running.
They're well behaved in public.
Yeah. And they're well behaved behind doors.
And behind doors too?
Yeah, they're really great kids.
Okay.
So
like you said in previous episodes, she just does a really good job.
Yeah, she's an amazing mother. Yeah. So I'm assuming maybe a kid, he was running away, pulled on him or play wrestled something where he pulled out maybe his arm. Mm. And I'm like
dislocated.
Yeah, I was thinking dislocated because I'm not thinking
he's one.
Yes.
Yeah, that would suck.
That's what I said. Okay. But him not crying, I'm like, okay. But then I'm looking up online, it's common for children
not cry
about it. I said, all right. So I'm feeling, I'm not no doctor, I'm not the greatest. You guys just heard that I'm dyslexic, so probably not the best at this. But I'm feeling.
But you're doing your best research.
Yeah, and I'm feeling, and I'm like, he looks fine. Like nothing feels out of place. So I feel his collarbone, too, because a lot of times when you break your collarbone, your whole body droops.
Okay.
And so I'm like, okay.
Collarbone's fine.
Yep. And I'm moving his arm around, and there's no clicking. There's nothing that gives me a sign that it's out of place.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, what is going on? So I wait a little bit. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take him. Well, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, you know, I was like, you know what? He's done something similar to this before. So I was like, if he's not in pain, I don't want to put him through it. He just fell asleep too. So I was like, I don't want to put him through all waking him up and testing him. We'll do it tomorrow. So the next day, I come home again, and I notice he's still not moving it. But now I'm nervous because yesterday when he would fall, he would at least catch himself. Now when he falls, he's not using his right arm. So, like, he's just, like, if he's falling to his right side, he's almost, like, just letting his head hit. Which, my kid's very clumsy, so he fell a lot. So, I was like, okay, no, I have to take him now. Like, I kept on waiting, and I'm like, no.
You waited, like, one day just to kind of make sure, like, maybe he's just being weird.
Yep, and then now he's still being, like, not using it. So, now, panic set in.
Okay. So, yeah, that would stress me out.
So I take him to the hospital, and I'm like, what could be wrong with him? Like, I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with him. And we're looking at his elbow, because I guess it's more common that their elbow gets dislocated than their shoulder from being yanked. Oh. So I was like, oh, maybe it's his elbow. But he's not doing anything. And meanwhile.
And still not crying.
Not crying. Mm-hmm. And he's shooting. He's doing everything left-handed. So it's not like he's letting it bother him. He's legit shooting a basketball left-handed. He's picking up everything left-handed. He's eating left-handed. It's the craziest thing because up until this moment, he's been right-handed dominant.
Right.
He's picking up. But now he's picking up everything. He's getting his hand above his head and still but shooting it left-handed. He's throwing things left-handed. He's picking up things left-handed. So we take him. They do a little work on him. They're looking at him. Finds out there's nothing wrong with his right arm. They said...
The doctor said that?
Yes. Nothing wrong.
Was there an x-ray?
X-ray done, yes. And they did the same check that I did, which gives me some confidence.
But like as doctors?
Yeah, as doctors. Okay. And they were like, there's no dislocation, but let's check. X-ray. Nothing's wrong with him. What I started doing more research is that it's common that left-handed children, mm-hmm. So I'm assuming he's going to be left-handed because he's still doing everything left-handed, but he's now using his right. Left-handed children, when they become left-handed dominant, a lot of times they don't use their whole right arm. Like it's so foreign to them. It feels like even just grabbing something is weird, but it usually predominantly only affects left-handed people. It usually doesn't affect right-handed people. So I'm assuming.
So like when right-handed people are normally, they can still grab something with their left.
They'll be a little weird, but they won't dangle it or they won't act like it doesn't exist to them.
Interesting.
So he's still shooting left-handed. He's still picking up things left-handed. And but now he's using his right side. And it was the very next day, too, of course. Like, right when you panic and you sleep, and then you finally get it checked, and you sleep, and you wake up, all of a sudden, he's just better now. but, so it's like, he's like, gotcha. But
gotcha.
<he's> like, that's how it was. So, like, I've never noticed, but he's now, like, definitely, it looks like he's predominantly left-handed, which is cool. I only think I have
so
one
or
two people.
So if he plays baseball, then he's going to be up.
Well, only pitching.
Only pitching.
Yeah.
Yeah, hitting's not, yeah.
Well, fielding is rough because turning a double play at second, you tone your whole body. Shortstop, you turn your whole body. Mm. Third, you turn your whole body. He can play outfield or pitching. He doesn't even have to throw hard now. If he's left-handed, you just have to have good rev. Yep.
Mm.
Hey. Now, I told you.
I know we were talking about basketball before, but we might have to switch gears.
We might have to switch gears. Right when I thought he's left-handed.
Actually, you're like, listen, baseball contracts are getting crazy. This is where you're going now.
Dude. Baseball contracts are outrageous.
Yes.
If you look at Juan Soto, what he just signed, you're like, that dude would never. Him, his family, his children's children probably will never have to work. Like,
wow.
I think he got, I want to say it was like $800 million for 15 years or something like that. Like a crazy long, crazy big contract.
What team?
He just got signed by the L.A. Dodgers.
Oh, everyone goes to the Dodgers.
Yep, it's either Dodgers or Yankees. And he was on the Yankees before.
Ah.
Yankees traded for him.
Yeah,
from
so I don't know
Washington.
Much about baseball, but what I do know is that the Dodgers are the best team.
Best team money could buy. Yeah. That's the best way to say it. Best team money could buy.
That's what I've been learning.
Yeah.
I didn't know much about baseball, but I do know Shohei Ohtani.
Yep. Yep. And he got another crazy deal.
Yeah.
He's not even the highest paid person on his team. Now Juan is.
This
is, oh yeah, it's the, when you and they have Mookie Betts, who's also in, I think, a top 10 pay player. So
aren't they getting like the next
and a whole bunch
Japanese
of pitcher.
Player too?
Yes.
Like now every great Japanese player wants to go to the Dodgers because Shohei's there.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, and it's and they just pay the most. It's crazy how much they get paid.
Okay. Well, little Steven.
Yeah, that's what I'm
little
saying.
Little Steven, we're switching to baseball.
I'm
now,
telling
right
now, if he ever made it to the MLB,
did you start thinking of that?
Yeah, that's why. So at first I was
your
like,
mind's just, you're like, oh wait, he might be left-handed.
I was hurt at first.
Do tell.
I was hurt at first because I was like, oh man, he can't play it. Because I was thinking I can raise him to be a hitter because it's easier to teach him to hit than pitch. And then I realized I was like, I laid down, I was sitting on it, I'm like, wait, he doesn't have to throw hard anymore. He just has to throw left-handed.
If he doesn't have to throw hard, that also means that his arm could be a saver, right? So he could...
Yeah, and I could teach him how to throw any type of pitch. And
can you throw left-handed?
No, I can only hit left-handed. So I'm kind of ambidextrous.
Okay.
Anything with like a stick attached, like even like golf, I can swing left-handed pretty well. I'm better right-handed because
okay.
I couldn't afford
like
left-handed 60-40, plays.
You think?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything with an attachment to it, I'm better left-handed. Anything that I'm throwing, I'm right-handed.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, like throwing. Throw football,
okay.
Throw
so,
baseball.
But you think you can get them trained up?
Oh, yeah. I can teach them how to get a rev.
20 years, watch the draft. We already got
not even. 18.
18
not,
years?
Yeah.
Yeah, watch.
Yeah, he's going to be, you'll see him throw on a hat and a jersey, and he'll be at the MLB network station.
That'd be crazy if it actually happens.
Dude, that would be crazy.
We can reference these videos back. But no, we've been talking about
it's like I called. That's the Babe Ruth calling his home run shot. Like,
yeah.
That's me calling that shot right now. Because right when I figured it out, I was like, right when I thought about it, because at first I legit was bummed. I was like, oh, he can't play baseball. Because I'm like, can't play second. You can play first. You can't play second. You can. It's just rare that you'll play second, short, or third.
But there's many positions on the
yeah, team. You can play outfield.
Once you're not, like, now you're like pitcher. All right,
yeah,
back.
Pitcher, and I could still put him in the outfield
if
okay, he
so
wants to.
Back to what we were saying, though. He was
just not using it.
So he's just not using it.
Yeah.
So nothing's wrong.
Nothing's wrong.
So now you're mostly confused, probably.
Yeah. I legit started... You ever just blindly Google search something and you looked at your Google search and you're like, what was I trying to say there? Because, like, I was like, infant, not using right arm, not hurt. And it's like...
Google, please figure this out.
I was like, Google, I threw that in the universe. You need to bring back something. I was never... And I was legit... I woke up the next day looking at my Google search. I'm like, what was I trying to say there? Like, I didn't understand why Google was just not like, hey, I don't even know what you're trying to say, man. Because they would throw links, and I'm like, no, this ain't him. Nope, this ain't him. And I figured out that left-handed thing. I'm like, okay, Google, you got something for me. Good. But even then, it's like, it's not even 100%. Because what happens if she wakes up tomorrow and decides to use his right hand? I'm like, well, that was a lie. So I honestly don't know why he was just dangling it and not using it.
He's just messing with you.
Dude, that's funny. For 2 whole days, that's a long payoff for a baby. That's so like 2 eternities
for him. When you got back home after the hospital?
We went to bed. Because we were there pretty much all day.
Okay.
It was a rough night.
Okay, the following day, what was he? Was he still?
He woke up using his right hand. He drank his bottle right-handed. And then he started picking things up
right-handed. Are these kids, man? I'm telling you, they just do weird stuff.
Dude, and when
they're just weirdos.
He's still left-handed. He still uses his left more.
Left-handed more.
But
okay,
it was like nothing happened. Like, he woke up the next day. He was like, okay, I went to the doctor's. I was like, what are you doing? Like, you just pump faked hard. Like yeah, you just were like,
you.
You're like, I'm hurt. No, I'm not. I'm just kidding. Got you again, Dad.
That's hilarious, actually.
Oh, he's not, this is not the first time he's done it. He's done it a couple of times where it looks really bad, and I'm like, oh, no, I have to take him in.
But now you're like.
And then he's like, no, I'm fine. Got you again. like
you remember? Yeah. You still fall for it.
Like when he gets sick, he's sick right now, actually. I think it's from going to the hospital and being around people, but he's not, he'll be fine. Okay. But sure. he gets a lump on his head, like where his soft spot, it bulges.
Okay.
And at first, we thought he had meningitis, so we took him to the emergency room.
Oh, wow.
Because
that's serious. Because that's
one of the major signs in infants, is their soft spot bulges.
Oh.
And then we find out that, nope. That's just his tail when he's sick. Like, why is that the tail? Why couldn't it be something simpler?
What's his symptoms now? What else is he
at? He's just sick now. He's just throwing up. And, he's not.
Damn.
He's running a fever, throwing up, but
okay.
Nothing. It's not, at least not as bad as it, I think. Like, it's not something that I'm panicking yet. Obviously, it goes a couple
of
days.
Right now, he's okay.
Yeah, it's been one. It was one whole day, and then this morning he already feels better. He's still throwing up, but he already feels better. Just seems like that 1 week, just like almost like a regular flu or something. Even though I'm pretty sure he had his flu shot, not 100% though.
Okay.
So that was my story with little Steven, because that dude scared me, and. I don't know if you've had any of those experiences when you're like, oh, this is not good. And you take them, and then immediately they're better. But it gives you a roller coaster of emotion.
When we took her to the hospital, when I think I talked about it on... One of the last episodes, episode 6, I think.
Yeah.
With Jubera. So she had I didn't say what she actually had. I was talking about what my daughter's mom was
talking about. Yes, yeah.
Why don't you get her number? Stop.
Stop it.
No, so she had a slight ear, a small ear infection, right? And that's why she kept trying to grab her ear, and, you know, that affects her. Like, she was getting a fever because of it. And when we were giving her, like, whatever medicine she was supposed to take, she was throwing it up, and that's why she had to get the suppository, because she wasn't keeping anything down.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so... she was fine there. We gave her whatever medicine, but then I guess over the next couple weeks, like 2 weeks later, it like popped back up, or maybe probably never went away, and it reached its climax. It was a double ear infection with pneumonia. Yeah, my daughter was really bad, and at the same time that she was really sick, I got really sick. And so I wasn't really able to go with her to the appointment. No, and my day that I was supposed to have her, I couldn't have her because both of us were really sick. Yeah, it was really, really rough. That was like that was one of the times that we were supposed to record.
Oh yeah, I remember. And we called. And
yeah, I told you that was the time I had to cancel on you.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, yo, my voice is gone again, and like that recording that one episode with my voice messed up was rough. It hurt. So I was like, I don't want to do that again.
And that was the one right after Jubera, right?
Yeah, so we recorded those episodes like when I was sick that time. Then I got sick again and couldn't talk again.
Yeah,
it was rough.
You said it was real bad. Mm-hmm. You're like, I'm really sick. I was like, all right.
Yeah, and then the next time you're like,
Steven got hurt.
Yeah, man, it's been tough.
The whole reason this podcast could not be named better. Now we're dads. You would never understand.
Yeah,
it looks like we get together and we shoot these like easily, but you don't know how many loops and rings we jump through. To get even just a little content on.
Yeah.
because we generally, this is, like I told him that one day when he told me he was sick, like, this is like the my stress relief, like, because we're dads 24 hours, we're working 40, 50 hours a week, we're doing a lot of things, and somehow this is the where we can just talk and catch up
this
with
is our time, man.
And just have it.
Yeah. I don't feel more relaxed than like when we're here on set just recording.
Same.
It
comes easy. Like
weirdly.
Yeah, it comes easy.
Yeah.
It's
other than like our first couple test episodes
that that'll
never be released.
Negative one and negative two.
But, you know, it taught us to be a bit more comfortable on camera, and we're gonna keep doing these guys, because even if, I guess, like we said before, if none of you watch, we don't care.
Yeah, this is almost for us.
This is just for us to get away.
Adding you guys is just the bigger blessing to it.
Yeah, yeah, and adding them was more just for, like, I can't wait for my daughter to like look back. Mm-hmm. And want to learn more about my life, you know, because as I'm getting older, I'm asking my mom more and more questions about her past, her life growing up.
And this is the thing she can remember. Not saying that, like, she forgot much, but
yeah,
we're video documenting
yes.
week by week.
Yeah, so, like, and obviously, if she's telling me a story from 20 years ago, it's probably not going to be exactly perfect.
It's going to give you a pretty good vague drawing, but we could give a whole...
Yeah. Like what just happened was like a week ago.
Yeah.
You can recall it. Like it was yesterday. Yeah, for sure.
Like him, I'm going to tell him one day that he's going to call me. He's like, hey, my son's not using his right arm. I'm like, oh, you did that to me.
Check out episode.
Yeah.
I'm like, we talked about
episode 9. I'm like, you did that same thing to me. I don't know if it's going to be 7, 8, or 9.
8, I think? And this will be 8? Okay.
I don't know. It's going to be one of them.
One of the episodes.
I know. We're staying pretty good with our content. So,
yeah.
So this week, we might be recording 2 weeks ago.
Like 3 episodes worth of stuff. We'll see.
But we'll see.
But
we're releasing them as we feel what you guys would want to hear.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's the whole point of this show, is just to... Part of us to get away.
Yep. It's our vacation from home.
Yeah, yeah. part of us to, I don't know, talk
catch
to
Catch up.
Kind of like catch up catch ourselves with friends and shit.
Yep, because I don't no longer work at the same facility as you. So this is us.
Part of it also just like a way to show ourselves at a younger age so that maybe our kids in the future can see what we're like.
Yep.
You know, because they're going to remember us, but like, oh, she's 2 now. She's not going to remember me at 27. She's going to remember me like in 10 years from now, which I won't be the same person.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a different person.
We're going to be old.
Old. Now we're young and cool.
Yeah, we're still cool.
Hey.
I'm cooler than some child that pees himself. Right now I'm cooler than him, but
yeah, so,
it's going to flip real quick.
Yeah, so like I actually wish I had videos of like my mom and like her 20s and stuff, because she tells me stories and stuff. But like the only thing I remember is like probably like late 20s, because she had me early on. But like, I only remember her as a mom. I don't really know her as like a person. Who was she?
Yeah.
What was her kind of humor like? Who was she like? Obviously, I know her now, and I love my mom. But like, I would have loved to seen.
Yeah, like I act like this at home a little bit, but it's not. It's still. I'm still dad. Like I'm still upscaled up.
Yeah, of course. It's you, but it's a little bit different because you have to be. You're the parent. You're the leader of the household. You know.
Yeah.
So she's gonna see me trying to
be on.
Just trying to take care of her, trying to always guide her, and. Be cool, of course, because I want to be her friend, but like also like I have to be her dad first.
You gotta be, yeah, you have to set the example.
Of course, but now she's going to see, like they're going to see
the unfiltered.
Like, a little bit.
Yeah, my nephews are already talking.
Yeah, Steven's different on the show.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
One of the comments that they said was like, I think my uncle's having a stroke on there, because they don't see you, how you interact with us.
No, they see more strict, a little more uptight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still fun. I like to think that I'm fun, but I also know that, like...
You gotta set the example. For sure.
Because
that's what our parents did for us.
Yep. And our aunts and uncles. Like,
of course.
Like, the reason I call them aunts and uncles is because I would never call them by their first name. Because
never.
That was a disrespect thing, and they taught me how to be respectful.
Thithi.
Thithi. Yep.
Always. And even when I refer to them, it's...
How many? The funny thing is, I use their first name, but a lot of my, because I'm Spanish, and I don't know if yours is the same, but we shorten some of their names, so it's like, It's like, I didn't even know their full first name. Like, or I thought it was a nickname, and it is their full first name.
No.
And I'm like, wait, what?
Oh, I just recently found out what my these names was.
Oh,
recently.
Recently? That's awesome.
Like, this past year?
No way.
And I don't know. I have to see if I have to cut this or not. Yeah. But her name is Thithi.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And her actual name's like... Who's this? Who are you? I don't know
you. I have one of those.
My other Thithi told me that. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, you didn't know that? I was like, no.
No. It's like, do you not hear me call you Thithi this? That's your name to me.
No one who told me her name is Thithi.
Yep. Not her name. Stop.
So, dude, I didn't know that, but like no, you know?
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I can't think of...
I don't know where you get these nicknames. I'm going to have to ask them where they get these nicknames.
Well, I think it's from probably childhood. Like how,
yeah, probably.
Like my son, obviously, his name is Steven, but I call him Lil Poopy. I hope that doesn't stick for his sake.
One day he's going to be called like Theo Poopy. Someone else.
I said he's going to be Theo Poopy somewhere. So that's why I'm like...
Yeah.
Like it could stick because there's sure. A lot of them that I know. Like... we have one of my nephews, I won't say his name, but he has a nickname where it's just Yeah. And it's still a lot of, like, I call him by his name most of the time, but every once in a while I catch myself saying, hey.
The nickname.
And then Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll be like, hey, Yeah. And I'll be like, he's too old to be getting called Yeah, but
no, hey,
that's
it sticks.
His brother couldn't say his real name. So he called him it. And from
that point on, he
went by his dad name.
For sure.
He's trying to cut it, but the real OGs know. The real OGs know. So that's what I call him still. I try to call him his first name just because, like I said, he's a little bit older now, but I still, and you're the one commenting, I still call him.
Oh!
I still call him
Yaya. Is
Yaya? Yeah, it's Yaya.
Hey!
I still call him Yaya.
If it is you, Yaya?
Yeah.
I'm going to say thank you.
Thank you.
For the reposts.
For the reposts,
thank you for the likes.
Yeah.
All the adding to the favorites.
Adding to the favorites.
Yeah.
Putting it on your story.
On your own story. I saw that. I saw it, and I went and liked it myself. I don't know if you saw that, but I did that.
I liked it.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Now, I'm going to need you to go do that for all the videos.
I would think he's a proud nephew because I'm a proud uncle. He's awesome. He's an awesome dude.
Yeah, I can tell he's proud because he's always in our comments.
Yeah, he's a dope kid. He really is.
This is where he says it, right? He's official. He thinks
it's Yaya.
It's Yaya.
I'm pretty sure it's Yaya. The other nickname we have is too close to his first name, so I can't say it. But there's both my nephews go by a little bit of a different name because they couldn't say each other's name. So they have a little bit of a variation of it that is close.
Fair.
But that's who I think it is. And that's, I don't see him as much as I used to, but I love him tremendously. And I will always, they'll always have a part of my heart.
I have to do better. I have to reach out to mine. Because, like, mine are about to graduate soon. My two nephews are about to graduate and go off one's going to college somewhere, out of state. We know that for sure.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's going out of state somewhere, right? And, like, to be, like, I just kind of, because I didn't go out of state, man. I knew, like,
no.
It's probably, I know it's pretty normal in our country. A lot of people do stuff like that. But, like, in our family, it doesn't really happen a lot.
No. We're Hispanic. We kind of almost stay together.
Even, like, his cousin, who's, like, she, like, graduated, like, a couple years ago, valedictorian of her school, right? And she's going to a college that's pretty close.
Yep. That's
like 45 minutes away or something like that. She's not going far.
That's crazy.
And so, we have, so for him, he's going out of state. He's going to be the first one just kind of, like, I'm out. And then
he's paving his own way.
And then my other nephew, he's going to Marines as soon as he graduates. And he's graduating very high in his class. He's working full time. He's a manager. Senior in high school
as a manager.
Manager at his job, right? A little cookie shop, but
still,
he's a manager.
Still,
and last time I hung out with him, he was like, "Yeah, I had to fire this guy." I was like,
"He's like."
I was like, "Low key." Like we were talking about because I'm a manager too. So like, we were talking about manager stuff, and I'm like. He's using my lingo.
Wait, what?
Hey, man, he wasn't coming to work. He pointed out, you're going to have to fire him. He's like, yeah, we had to term him.
I was like, stop it.
Yo, no, 17 years old. That's funny.
Dope.
That was funny. So.
Man, I mean, he is mature for his age.
Yeah, he's mature, man, for sure. That's he's super mature. Sweet.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, so he's going to the Marines. And so these kids, they're going... They're carving their own path, man. So it's
it sucks though, so, because you see them less, which sucks. That stuff.
Yeah. They're doing it. So we have to kind of reach out, making sure that we spend some more time with them before they leave. But
yeah, I need to do that with my friends and my nephews.
Time, man. So we need so. I know we say that we're doing this podcast to you know, just a getaway. Yep. You know, even if no one watches, we're still happy, which is definitely true, man.
Awesome.
But. It'd be dope if we could do this full time.
Yeah.
So let's plug ourselves real quick. Subscribe below.
Subscribe.
I want to try to hit 1,000,000 by the end of the week.
Hit the like and subscribe button.
Like and subscribe.
It's literally somewhere right around here.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to do some cool editing. Right. Really? It's going to be right here. I don't know how to do that yet in editing, but I'll figure it out.
Dude, if you have to turn yourself 360, do it. It would be awesome.
You're just going to see me teleport to accommodate where it needs to be.
Oh, totally.
But, yeah.
If we could do this full-time, that would be cool. Get paid for it.
Do that full-time. That way the friends thing would solve itself because we'll just invite them on the show.
Yep. And
we just miss our friends. Hey, you got kids? Come on. Let's just
working on the show. Working a job right now. There's three qualities of life, right? It's family, time, or it's time, money, and I can't think of the third one. But usually if you have too much, if you don't have enough time. Oh, and quality. Time, like working with the family.
Okay.
So if you don't have money, that means you have all the time and family. But if you have money and you spend time with your friends, you lose this. Like you could only have 2 to 3. Mm. But we're living the life that we are. But if we can make this full time.
We can pull this off, guys.
Like, we can have all three. That's the trifecta.
It's also a part of like we're happy with where we're at, and like we said, we don't care if anyone follows. No. We really don't. Like we'll be happy. We still live pretty decent lives,
and we appreciate you following. Like really don't get me wrong, we're not deterring you away.
But
we're just saying this is kind of our thing too.
But we're also dreamers.
Yeah,
and ambitious, and so if you want us to keep putting out content like this, you want
even
us
even more frequently.
More frequently,
tell somebody.
Then hit that subscribe. Look out for future Patreon stuff. And if we get to that point,
we have a lot
go,
of stuff.
If you're liking us on TikTok, go to Instagram. If you're liking us on Instagram, go to YouTube.
If you're liking us, subscribe on YouTube.
Hit us on Spotify. Like, just go hit all the platforms and boost us up. You know, boost us up, guys. So
push us in front of millions, man.
Appreciate you guys.
Starts with you guys.
All right.
Thank you. We're out. Boom. All what right. time is it? I don't even look. Oh, right on the money.
Yep. All right, man.
All right. Have a good one. I hope to see you later.
Yeah, let me know. I'll take care of all this.
Yeah. I'll be by my phone the whole day.
Okay. And once again, thank you guys for stopping by to the Now We're Dads podcast. Please check out our social medias, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. You know the deal. If you guys are watching the video version, please like and subscribe down below. And while you're down there, please leave a comment and tell us what you guys think of the show so far. If instead you're on the audio version on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any other platform, please rate the show 5 stars to push us up the algorithm. My name is Nazareth, and I'm joined here with my co-host, Steven. And finally, now we're dads.